Welcome to our Lenten edition of Crosstalk, where we focus on faith as we follow Jesus to the cross. I'm Pastor Ken, and this is our Friday edition of Crosstalk, our last one for the season of Lent, and I'm here with some special guests today. I'm here with Pastor Gary, I'm here with Sue Von Fange, our Minister of Outreach and Assimilation, and with Jeremy Ashley, our Minister to Families with Young Children. So welcome, everybody.
Hey, thanks. How's it going?
A lot of haying going on. That's good. Today is Good Friday, and folks may be listening to this early in the morning, that may be late in the day, who knows, but it's certainly a big, important day, certainly in the history of the Christian faith, and we've been kind of going on a journey all through Lent, and then this past weekend we celebrated Palm Sunday, a couple days, it's Easter. So what I wanted to do today is just have a little conversation about Holy Week and what it means to us and some of those sorts of things. So my question would be this. What, if anything, maybe there is nothing, but what, if anything, do you most look forward to each year as Holy Week arrives? Or maybe another question is, what do you find most meaningful about your Holy Week devotion and why? So I don't know, Jeremy, you want to kind of throw a thought in there first?
Yeah, I think for me, that I think I look forward to most is probably the kind of the joy and excitement that comes with that. I mean, as a church worshiping together, I look forward to getting together with a full church where there's just a lot of energy worshiping and praising. I really look forward to that time together as a church family in that time of the year. Yeah.
Sue, what about you?
Like Jeremy, I look forward to that as well, but I also look forward to just remembering the events and really making them almost present to me today so that I'm participating with them, receiving the gift that they are.
And I know even though we know that all the time as Christian people, the Holy Week services and the Holy Week kind of focus, sounds like that assists you in doing that.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
Excellent. What about you, Pastor Gary? Anything that's most meaningful about it or most that you most look forward to?
I love reading all of the pieces of the Passion narrative. Jesus walked to the cross, the events of Maundy Thursday, the events of Good Friday, and just every time I read it, although it's the same story every year, it takes on new meaning each year, sometimes as our grandchildren are grasping a new concept or sometimes as something's happening in the family and you say, but yeah, but Jesus died for that. Yeah. He died for the messes of life, and it's just kind of neat to kind of be able to revisit that fact.
Well, I love that comment. So let me kind of follow up on it. So because it is the same story, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, it hasn't changed. What helps keep it fresh for you? Is there something? Do you engage in any particular process or special kind of activities during Holy Week, or what helps to keep that fresh? Okay, would like to jump
when
in.
When I read that story, I always try to read that with a new perspective, a perspective of what's new, what's different, what did I not catch the last time I read it, or what haven't I caught maybe since I caught it 20 years ago, but I forgot that little fact. And I kind of look for the details that I may have missed earlier, that I may have missed before. So,
yeah. Sue, what about for you? Anything in particular that helps with the freshness of it? Or?
Well, I always just work at trying to join Jesus on that journey. And so, like, on Good Friday particularly, I just feel the weight of the sin that he's taking on himself. And I really just want to go home and hibernate afterwards because I just am loaded down. And yet, I also then claim the victory that is ours in Jesus. So,
kind of, you're putting yourself into the story as you read, as you listen, as you sort of watch the visuals that we have the opportunity to share in during Holy Week. You try to kind of put yourself into that story. Anything to add to that, Jer?
You know, Pastor Gary kind of said a little bit, but for us it's interesting because I feel like I have the opportunity, or my family, my wife and I do, to kind of live the Passion story through the eyes of kids in different stages. So I feel like every year there's something new or something that pops out because I'm able to explain in a different way because our kids can understand a different level of what's happening. And so I think every year something comes up because I get to teach it differently to my family, which is neat.
Yeah. Now, I know that you, in particular, I think all the rest of us grew up in Christianity or grew up in a Christian home. You came to faith a little bit later in life. Do you think that gives you any different sense of these events or how you experience Holy Week, since maybe you didn't do that as a younger person?
Yeah. It's funny because there's probably two sides to that, because on one hand, I really feel that our family tries to live in the joy of the resurrection all year round. Like, we just really are excited about faith. So when Holy Week comes around, it's exciting because we get to talk about it as a family. We have a lot of family discussions about it, but I'm not sure that we have any particular celebrations that would be do anything differently necessarily, other than have those family conversations. But I, like Sue said, there's things about the week that I really look forward to, and parts of the week that are exciting for me personally too. But
well, what about what would be your hope? What would be your hope for the people of our congregation or people who are listening anywhere? But what would be your hope for people as they encounter this story of Jesus from his triumphal entry to Easter, this thing called Holy Week? Do you have a particular hope for people, that something that they're going to get, that some way that they might be impacted, some way that they might be changed?
I think for me, it's the Good Friday piece, when Jesus dies on a cross and takes all of our sins, and it doesn't matter what you've done, it doesn't matter what terrible thing it was, he took that sin to the cross, and for people to actually catch that he took it all. And so some people that have maybe a bad memory or have had a bad experience, and they just go, I can't forget it. You can forget it. Jesus took care of it. And on Sunday morning, we get to proclaim that he's risen again, and he took care of it. It's done.
Good. What, either the two of you?
I was thinking along those same lines. He said it's finished. It is. His work is done. It's complete. The victory is won. We are one. We are united with Christ in that victory. Every day we have that opportunity to claim the Easter victory that's been won.
Yeah.
And I think for me, it's something you said earlier with Good Friday. I think Palm Sunday is not all that exciting for me typically. I mean, but, and you know, Easter, of course, is from a celebration standpoint, but I think for me, and I hope for other people too, that grasping the kind of the depth of what happened on Good Friday, I think we think it was a bad day, and it was hard for Jesus. But I think really to read and think through what, reflect on what had happened, what he went through, is such a powerful thing when you really take the time to think about that and yeah, the moments of Good Friday.
Sure. It's interesting. I think I'm into the Easter place. I think for a lot of my life, I was sort of in that Good Friday place and contemplating that. I think today, and I can't even exactly tell you why, I look forward to Easter. I think maybe it's because I'm getting older, but to realize that because Christ lives, I live, and that life that I have is going to go on forever, and that nothing as bad as anything can be here, it's going to be so much better moving forward. So trying to really get my hands on that is a lot. So, well, thanks, you guys. Appreciate the conversation. And so we're just praying for the folks this Holy Week, this Good Friday, this Easter, that the message of the gospel would fill their heart and make all the difference in the world to them. Amen.
Blessed Easter, everybody.